We will begin with an introduction and background. TRPSEQ, or chromatin immunoprecipitation and sequencing, is a process that allows for the analysis of DNA-binding proteins, histone modifications, or nucleosomes. The large amount of data provided by this tool plays an essential role in understanding transcriptional regulation. TRPSEQ allows for a more detailed and accurate mapping of protein binding sites, which in turn provides a more informed list of potential targets for genetic regulatory proteins, including enhancers and transcription factors. This is in contrast to another process known as ChIP-CHIP, which does not allow for features on chromosomes to be located as precisely. A greater understanding of the transcription process is particularly helpful in studying epigenetic treatments for genetic diseases and cancers. Methodology. When conducting a CHIP study, DNA pieces associated with specific proteins are enriched. Formaldehyde is added to samples to cross-link the bound proteins to DNA, creating a tighter bond between them. The chromatin is then fragmented into pieces between 200 and 600 base pairs. Protein-specific antibodies are then used to immunoprecipitate the desired DNA protein complexes. Lastly, the sequences bound by the protein are determined by reversing the crosslinks and assaying the released DNA to align with the reference DNA. Advantages and challenges. ChIP-seq provides an enhanced spatial resolution for understanding histone variants, post-translational modifications of chromatin, and nucleosome positioning. This enables high single nucleotide resolution in sequencing, with a better resolution of whole protein binds as a result. Additionally, this method, as opposed to ChIP-CHIP, has less noise created by the hybridization step. This is because the complexity of the hybridization step, which sometimes allows for cross-hybridization between defective sequences. One of the main disadvantages is the high expense of ChIP-seq, given an antibody for each transcriptional factor site is required, making it costly and time-consuming. To combat this, open chromatin experiments may be used, as they are more cost-efficient and rapid, especially since they target open chromatin regions to help identify nucleosome-depleted regions. With advancing technology, these costs associated with ChIP-seq will likely continue to be reduced. ChIP-seq also tends to have high numbers of unmappable reads, along with a guanine cytosine content bias, GC content, which allows for an association with fragment count in ChIP-seq and the amount of GC contact, and leads to false positive peak calls. Additionally, a set of standardized guidelines that can be applicable to all situations does not exist yet, due to a range of cell types, varied factors, and modifications being assayed. ChIP can have a wide array of applications, and one of the most fascinating is its propensity for studying epigenetic mechanisms of disease in the pursuit of precision medicine. The possibilities for this kind of work are tantamount to the concept of trying to drink from a fire hose, as the saying goes, as it begins to address colossal existing gaps in clinical medicine, such as race and gender disparities and differences in biological manifestation of disease. ChIP-seq enables us to understand essential mechanisms of epigenetic modification within diseased and healthy cells, and to understand exactly the genes and regulatory proteins responsible for cell proliferation and cell cycle control. Armed with this information, future medical therapies will be able to identify and target DNA regulatory sites and proteins specific to a person, allowing for more comprehensive quality of care and survival outlook that is inclusive of all genders and races.